بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب حث السلطان والقاضي وغيرهما من ولاة الأمور على اتخاذ وزير صالح وتحذيرهم من قرناء السوء والقبول منهم. الحمد لله, this is the 82nd chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi explains now the chapter on encouraging a ruler, a judge, and others who are of authority and power to appoint or to take a pious minister, wazirin salihin. They must appoint a righteous ministers, and it is a warning against evil companions and accepting advices of evil companions and ministers. قال الله تعالى الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. Allah Ta'ala says, friends will be enemies on the day of Qiyamah, except those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a true friend is one who is a muttaqi person, who has taqwa, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will guide you when you require guidance and assistance, and he will give you the right type of counseling and advice. But a person who is apparently outwardly as a friend, he pretends as a friend, but he doesn't guide you, he doesn't warn you against evil and harm, then he is not a true friend. And such people in the day of Qiyamah, they will be fighting with one another, or they will be enemies in the day of Qiyamah. وَنَبِي سَعِيدٍ وَعَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِن نَبِيٍّ وَلَا اسْتَخْلَفَ مِن خَلِيفَةٍ إِلَّا كَانَتْ لَهُ بِطَانَتَانَ بِطَانَةٌ تَأْمُرُهُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَحُضُّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِطَانَةٌ تَأْمُرُهُ بِالشَّرِّ وَتَحُضُّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَالْمَعْصُومُ مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu both narrate this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah did not send any messenger, nor appoint a khalif, without this messenger or khalif, Amir, having two advisors. One advisor will command him with good, so he'll order him to do good, advise him to do good, and he will encourage him towards good things. And the other will advise him towards evil and encourage him towards evil. Protected is that person whom Allah Ta'ala protects. So from this hadith we understand that a person of authority, he has two ministers. So some shura have explained that he'll have one minister who will be a pious one, who will always guide him towards the good things and those that will be beneficial for the people in that town, city, country. And the other one will command him always and persuade him towards evil and not fulfilling the rights of people, to become unjust and to be evil and cruel. But that person who is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will only listen to that minister and advisor who will prompt him towards good, and not the other one who will encourage him towards evil. Other commentators have mentioned this bitanatan, the two advisors, could also refer, one is an angel and the other is shaitan. So Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are protected from shaitan. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned clearly. So they will not follow that shaitan and the promptings of shaitan, but they will follow that what they are being inspired by the angel. And others have even said it refers to the angel, and some said the nafs, or some said it is nafs al-lawwama, and others said nafsul ammara. So one is the one that is the nafs that is telling them to do good, and the other one, the nafs that is prompting them towards evil. So anyway, a person is now who has got some type of position, authority, he has been encouraged in these hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to take good companions, good ministers, who advise them always wisely and give them good counseling, and not those who will prompt them towards evil and harming the citizens, etc., and accepting their advices. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بالأمير خيرا جعل له وزير صدق. When Allah Ta'ala wants good for any Amir, any leader, then Allah appoints for him, Allah places for him a minister who is going to be truthful. In nasiya dhakkarahu, when the Amir forgets something, then this minister who is pious, who is honest, who is truthful, will remind him. When dhakkar a'anahu, if the Amir remember himself of doing something good, then this person will now assist him. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ بِهِ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ If Allah intends evil for any Amir, جَعَلْ لَهُ وَزِيرَ سُوءٍ Allah appoints for him an evil minister. إِن نَسِيَ لَمْ يُذَكِّرْهُ If the Amir forgets some important matter, then this evil minister, even though he knows, but he won't remind the Amir. وَإِن ذَكَرَ And if the Amir remembered himself, لَمْ يُعِنْهُ Then this minister will never be there to assist him. رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد على شرط مسلم. باب النهي عن تولية الإمارة والقضاء وغير ما من الولايات لمن سألها أو حرص أو حرص عليها فعرض بها. And this is one small chapter Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah brings. He says this chapter is on the prohibition of against people appointing leaders and judges and besides that of places of position for that person who is desirous of it, who is greedy for it. فَعَرَّضَ بِهَا And he then indicates towards that he must receive this position. So there are people in this world that they wish to become the Amir. They desire to be the leader. They desire to be given that prominent position. Or he must become the in charge of the institution or whatever it is. So they desire that they want to have that type of high position. So if a person has that greed and position and desire for it, then Rasulullah mentioned, do not give him that position because he is not, we should not be requesting for positions of leadership unless I explain like the other day in the case of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when all the people were corrupt at that time, they didn't have the knowledge, they were not amanatdar. And if you're the only person, then that's a different case where you ask for leadership. Otherwise, just requesting for it and having desire for it means that you've got personal gain and you are acquiring it for name and fame or for some wealth. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا ورجلان من بني عمي. He says that myself and two other men from my cousins, we entered upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال أحدهما يا رسول الله. One of them said, Oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أمرنا على بعض ما ولاك الله. That make us amir and leaders over some of the things that Allah has given you authority over. In other words, some town, some city. وقال آخر مثل ذلك. The other one also said the same. فقال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, إِنَّا وَاللَّهِ لَا نُوَلِّي هَذَا الْعَمَلَ أَحَدًا سَأَلَهُ وَأَحَدًا حَرَصَ عَلَيْهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ He says, by Allah, we will not appoint any person to such a post and position if he asks for it or he desires it. And that's the reason I mentioned, because then the person won't be selfless, he'll be selfish, he'll be doing it for his own purposes for name and fame or to gain some wealth. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.